Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out with your garden this year. So hopefully you'll be able to enjoy some of the day. I've said it a million times, but I can't stop because this time of year we don't get a lot of warm weather days. But enjoy it while you can out there. It's gonna be a nice one. I definitely can see myself enjoying it. Although I'll be at work, I will enjoy work. But outside, instead of having to deal with some of that rain that we had yesterday. Like I have said a million times before and today, definitely let's get out there and finish it up. Get everything cleaned up so we can enjoy the inside going forward. Because I'll tell you, I don't see another warm day to the end of the month and snow on the horizon. So enjoy it. I know my kids are going to be outside today and enjoying it with the weather. They got some stuff going on this morning, some gymnastics, but after that I know they're going to be out there enjoying it and enjoying the day because it's not easy to get out. For them, they love going out during the snowstorms, but for the rest of us, you know, the mother and father, we kind of want to stay inside. Anyways, that's not neither here nor there, but get out there and enjoy it. That's the big thing today. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you've heard me talk about it a couple times. Snow coming, right? Snow's going to be here maybe Thursday into the, the north of Boston area, maybe Wednesday night. That gives you a few days to get ready for the snowstorm. Maybe getting some ice melt if you haven't already. Or maybe you used everything the last storm. Maybe you're looking to get something that you don't have to use as much. Well, Natural Alternative has some good ones. They have their CMA ice melt, and then they have their regular ice melt product. That CMA has that nice, like, orange color to it, so you kind of see that it's getting onto the ground. It's basically, it will melt snow and ice down to 15 degrees, and it will actually help prevent some slips and falls, right? And we've talked about it, I don't know how many times, and we've talked about how my mom fell a number of years ago, and the bills that come with just a slip and fall. That's the thing that you don't want to deal with, and that's why just using some ice melt will definitely help. So the CMA product, what it does is it keeps snow lighter and drier. So it's easier to like remove. It turns it into like oatmeal like substance, right? So you can just kind of push it off, instead of, you know, something that needs to have the ice, to melt it and creating more moisture in the ground so it can refreeze type thing, right? So that CMA is great for that. Bunch of different sizes that you can get. I like the shaker jug. Easy to apply. Then Natural Alternatives also has another product. Basically, it's just called Ice Melt. So it's Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Multiple sizes, but this one, you know, and both of these, might I add, are safe for your pets and your plants, etc. But the ice melt itself is the one that's safer for your pets, for the environment around you. Like I said, both are safe, but this one's just a little bit more safe for pets. It's non-toxic to fish, watersheds, aquatic life, that type of thing. It's biodegradable. And it doesn't affect, it doesn't like promote the algae bloom, which is in, you know, rivers, lakes, bays, wetlands. So it's not bad for the environment. One thing that we talked about last week with Victoria is it doesn't harm lawns, vegetation, hardscape, or concrete cured for a year when you use it as directed. It's huge, right? So obviously next to the driveway, you might have a lawn or a, you know, a bed of plants. You don't want something like this to harm that. You don't want, you know, to affect the, the salt levels, to change the colors of the plant, like the, you know, an arborvitae, right? When it gets hit with salt, it will brown it out and drain it from the plant and turn it into that brown versus. This isn't one that's going to be doing that, right? So it's going to be safe for your lawn, vegetation around there. So that's great, right? Now, if you just put in, you know, a patio, a concrete patio, or a walkway, or, you know, something like that, this probably isn't the one for you to use if you've done it this year. This needs to be put onto concrete that has been cured for at least 1 year. So the CMA might be one for you to use when you have just put in a patio within the last 30 days. It's safer for the concrete, doesn't break it up apart, that type of thing. You know, that some heavy-duty ice melt will just break down, like your steps going up to the house that's concrete, because it hasn't cured enough. This ice, this CMA is the one that you would be putting down on there if it's only been there for less than eight, for 30 days or more, if it's already been 30 days. Whereas the ice melt, you would need to use it if it's been after a year of it curing. So those are the main differences between the two, but these are great products, and in most of the areas, if you were to order tomorrow or order today online, you might actually be able to get it by Wednesday night, maybe even Thursday morning as the storm's hitting. You know, at the end of it, you can throw it down, but still have some time. If not, get some ice melt, get ready for it, because anytime with a trip or fall, it can range anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000+ of just damage that it can do to yourself. And that's not even talking about lost wages from work. That's not talking about, you know, your mobility around the house, though. So there's a lot to it, and just using some ice melt is going to help you. So just some things to think about with the storm coming this week. Like I said, should be Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm hearing a couple inches here and there, depending upon where it is. Might be more a little bit southern. Who knows? We'll see as it goes, because last week, that storm that we had on Saturday, if you follow the weather as intensely as I do, and we do at work, started off with rain. That was the whole storm was going to be. Like a week prior, it was just going to be rain, so it wasn't as big of a deal. Then it turned into it was going to be a little bit of snow. At one point, it got real high with the levels of snow, and then the next point, you know, is in the mid-range again. You know, more western part of the state got a little bit more snow than rain. I just, you know, when I was plowing last week, it was like pushing a lake around. Because every time he'd push it, it was just water going to one spot with a mixture of snow and slush. So, you never know is what I'm trying to say, is these next couple days will tell us where the storm's going to hit and how much we're going to get. But I'm looking at a couple inches of snow Wednesday into Thursday. So just something to think about. But it is needed, you know, that moisture into the ground. Like I said earlier, we're about 7.5 inches behind what our normal range of precipitation should be this year compared to last year. We're behind by about 12.5 inches. So last year, by the end of the year, we were up a little bit when it came to the rain. This year, real far behind still. So we want that rain. We want that snow to help us going forward. So ice melt is the thing that you're going to need from when this storm is over. But we do need this rain. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1. We got plenty of time in the show to help you out with any of your gardening questions. I know it's we're right on that edge. What do we do outside? There's not much we can do. But get out there, clean up a little bit, enjoy the day out there, because it is it's going to be a nice one. On the other side of the break, we can talk a little bit more of what you can be doing for next season. Let's plan it out for next year. Let's get the gardens ready. Let's think about, you know, what we can get now for next year. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking, I smell, talking about things to do. You know, I do have somebody was looking for Inferno Ice Melt. I'm having a hard time finding it myself where we could get it. But you can actually, I know I found one where you could probably buy it online and have it shipped to you if that's one that you like out of New North Carolina. So definitely take a look there. There's tons of different ice melts that you could use, right, that you just don't need to, you know, pick one. But I, you know, I always like the natural alternative CMA version to get into there to create that oatmeal. But that's just some of it. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Ken is in New Hampshire.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so this might not be the best time of the year for this question.
That's
but
okay.
I have a wildflower patch in my yard.
Okay.
And those pink cornflower flowers and black-eyed Susan.
Okay.
And they were going okay. And then weeds started getting in. The weeds kind of took over. So I covered it with the black plastic. Kill everything there.
Yep.
And now I'm wondering, as I've looked online, it seems like people talk about planting that in the spring. But can I plant that if the snow went away? Could I actually get that and I get the soil sufficient? Could I put the seed down this fall?
I wouldn't be putting it down right now. It's just, it's really not worth it for what you want it to do. It's not going to germinate. You want to have some germination going on now for it to be for what you're looking for, right? So you want it to create some roots so it'll come back each season. What I'd like to see you do is those areas maybe that are you've gotten rid of everything, keep that black plastic on there till spring, right? Keep it going, and then, because sometimes with the snow, say there's a, you know, we have snow that actually sits, and the snow stays on that black plastic. It's actually going to heat it up even more to kill any of those weed seeds even during the winter months. So when you start in the spring, it's really going to be ready for you. The soil is going to be probably even that much better. So I personally would definitely wait. The ground is back and forth when it comes to being frozen and thaw. I just wouldn't want to take the risk at this point. But it's definitely something that you can do, you know, first thing in the spring.
Okay. So just in the spring, take out the black plastic. Should I put anything in the soil? Since I've heard where, you know, wildflowers, sometimes, you know, I think the plants wanting good soil, but, you know, do they really need good soil there, or should I just plant them in what's there? It's kind of a, it's a little bit of a loam, but it's probably 3 inches.
So here's the thing, right? Weeds love bad soil. Right, so weeds love it. They just thrive in it because they don't need as many nutrients as like a plant that you want there. So that's part of it. If you were to take care of the soil, get it a little bit more nutrients in it, etc., it's going to be better off for those wildflowers. So what I would look at doing in the spring, maybe adding some compost. I mean, if you have time right now, you could actually put some compost down in it, then put that black plastic back over. I'll let it kind of seep into the ground a little bit. But compost would be a huge thing to really get that the plants have some good soil. Because like I said, weeds love bad soil. So that's why you'll see weeds in a lawn a little bit more often when the lawn might not be taken care of, where it needs a little bit more TLC, right? Need a little bit more fertilizer, that type of thing. So that's why I would suggest taking care of the soil and doing something for it.
Okay.
Alrighty?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Ken, you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the holiday season.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA clears the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine and millions of doses will be shipped out right away. An initial shipment of about 2.9 million doses will be for frontline workers and the most vulnerable. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says the vaccine is safe.
Our career staff, as scientists and staff, have been working around the clock, including holidays, weekends, and late nights to swiftly do this evaluation that meets our globally recognized high standards for review.
Pfizer has a deal with the U.S. government to supply 100 million doses of the vaccine by March. Under that agreement, the shots will be free to the public. Tech giant Oracle is quitting California and moving to Texas. Oracle is joining Tesla and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises in moving operations to Texas. Oracle is also implementing a more flexible employee location policy and has changed its corporate headquarters from Redwood City, California to Austin, Texas. USA Radio News. With what could have been a major sale becomes a major statement by the VF Corporation. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
Inovex Downhole Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inovex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year, it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inovex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The North Face produces clothing, footwear, and outdoor equipment, founded in the Bay Area in 1968. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the last break, Nathan was talking with me in the in my ear here, and there was a caller who was looking for Inferno Ice Melt, and they said I couldn't really find it. But I looked into Inferno just a little bit more just to see what was in it, and it's a CMA product. So if you can't find that Inferno product, the CMA product you can find from Natural Alternatives, their CMA Ice Melt. So pretty much close to the same thing, but their CMA might be a little bit safer because they are known for having that, that product that's safe for pets, environment, etc. So if you're looking for the Inferno that was a CMA product and you can't find it, that CMA product from Natural Alternatives is one of them. So just wanted to pass that along. Now, I know we do have another call on the line, so I want to get back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got in on the tail end of you talking about ice melt.
Yep.
And you're recommending something from Natural Alternative.
Yes.
Does it say anything on the package about affecting concrete?
So there's two types, right? So the CMA product is one where you can actually use it on concrete 30 days after it's installed. So it's a little bit safer for newly used concrete.
Okay.
Whereas the regular ice melt that they have, and it, again, it's just called ice melt, that one you need a year of the concrete curing.
Okay.
So So if you have anything new, that recommendation would be to the CMA.
Okay.
Okay. The ice melt, so it's not rock salt. I'm not gonna, but it kind of looks like it when you look at their ice melt. Whereas the CMA is more of a pellet. So if you have concrete that's new, you'd be using more of the pellet versus something that kind of looks like a rock salt.
Okay. Okay. Because I've been trying for years, and I would use. In fact, I would go to the pet store, and they told me for years that this stuff doesn't have any salt in it. But the next spring, I can see the effects of the salt on the concrete, and the concrete is like 10 to 20 years old. So I've gotten away from doing anything that, because the moment they mention on the package, it has no effect on concrete. It has an effect on concrete. And so I go out and just buy pure sand, like cultural sand.
Yeah.
And put it down now because, in fact, I reached in the bag the other day thinking it was sand, but it was, what the heck's this, kitty litter. And I threw down some handfuls of kitty litter. It was fine. It worked. But as soon as it got wet, it got miserable. I mean, it just melted, and it left a film of white whatever. So I had to take take Clorox and water and wipe down and scrub down the walkway to get rid of the stuff. But the real reason why I'm calling this morning is, how necessary is it for bulbs to have a cold season? Because this year our basement is so warm, I can't believe it, that's the only place I can put them in. So I'm kind of concerned. How important is it that they have a cold period? Or could I just put them outside for a day and take them in at night and do that for a while? Would that satisfy the cold period?
Well, so it is very important for a lot of bulbs that will flower in the spring. That cold period is that dormant period. It's time for them to just rest and get ready for that next season. It's a weird year where the temperatures have been going up and down all the time. You can't really figure it out, right?
Right.
Which types of bulbs are they? Are we talking like tulips and daffodils, or are we talking more like dahlias and that type of thing?
I'm talking dahlias because I have boxes full of dahlias from last year, and I've cleaned off most of them, not all of them, but a good share of them. And then, I put them in the basement like I've done for years, and this year the basement is still warm. And so, Do I have to stick them outside? And do I have to stick them outside to get a cold spell for them? That's where I'm at.
Okay. Now, do you have is there a bulkhead that's attached to it, or?
There is, but it's an entryway, and it gets cold.
Gotcha.
It gets cool, but it doesn't get cold. All my daffodils and tulips like that are in the ground already, but the dahlias I have to take out because the ground expands when it gets cold and breaks.
Yep.
Yep. So.
Yeah, so what you might want to do, so you might want to maybe bring them out during some of the cooler days if it's staying warm in the basement. But if you could find like a, you don't want to like water them. You don't want to, I was thinking like in my head, I'm like, oh, put some ice near it, try to cool it down. But that's not going to work. But maybe bring them outside a little bit here and there during the day to get them some of that cold period. I'm hoping that the temperatures have changed and they're going to head in the normal range that we would at this point to help some of those plants, help the temperatures kind of just even out, right? Because today I'm looking at 56 degrees. That's not going to help the basement, right?
Nope.
That's going to just warm it up. But I'm looking after this week, it's going to be some freezing temperatures. So I'm hoping that works, but I wouldn't want them to sit outside all night, going forward.
I understand. No, so I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I want them to have a cold period, like you're suggesting, maybe bringing them outside for a little bit and then bringing them in. I wouldn't bring them out if it's going to rain or snow or anything like that, but maybe just during a couple days. And keep them in a shady area. Don't put them in a sunny area either. Keep them in an area where it's not going to get hit by the sun, because you don't want it to almost wake it up a little bit, right?
Okay.
Because it's going to see the sun and be like, oh, wait, sun? Okay. You know, that type of thing. We want to keep that away from them. We want to make sure that it stays in the dormant period. Okay. And that's what you'd be doing. So I'd be bringing them in and out a little bit. The other thing, you know, with these bulbs, and I'm sure you've done this, I'm not sure if you put it in like peat moss at all or anything along those lines, or just kind of left them, sometimes spritzing them if it's too warm. You know, if you start to see some of the roots, you know, kind of expanding, that type of thing, maybe it's spritzing them a little bit with water, just to make sure that they don't dry out for the winter.
Okay.
But I'd be checking on them a little bit more often. Usually when it comes to bulbs overwintering, people say, all right, I'll check them once a month. It seems like we might be in for a little bit more checking on those just as a precaution.
Okay, we'll see. I have to bring up one thing. About
sure.
A year ago, I sent you a picture of a flower that you didn't know and one of your staff members knew about.
Yes.
It. Well, I finally got around to taking that pot of plants and took them out and broke them up, and now I've got six new ones starting.
Oh, awesome.
So now I have to put them outside in the spring and let other people enjoy them. But, yeah, I just noticed this morning that a few more come through, so we'll see what happens.
That's awesome.
Again, yeah, it is. It is just fun to see new stuff grow like that there. So
definitely. It just it gives you that sense of accomplishment a little bit too, that you did something right.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I did something right. I didn't kill it this year. Okay. Good
Perfect.
Talking to you, young man. You have a good weekend and a safe holiday.
You as well, Bob. Thank you so much.
Sure enough. Take care. Right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show to give us a call and help. We can help you out with anything you're looking to do in the garden, even for next year. That's what we want to get ready for. You know, plan out what you're going to do for next year. Plan out the garden. Get it ready now. You know, maybe look at getting some different books for Christmas or the holidays. This is Hanukkah at this point as well. So anybody who celebrates Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. So maybe that's one of the presents you get for one of the holidays at this point. So, you know, gardening books are always great to learn and see what else you can have for your knowledge and what else you can do to help in the garden. Or in the houseplants, etc. So it's a good time to be asking for those. Learn some things during the winter months. I know here in Massachusetts we keep rolling back our phases for opening of stores, etc. And we're cutting back, as of today in Massachusetts, our capacity at places, the amount of that we can be open, etc. So it seems like we could be heading for some time back at home, so you can maybe get some books to enjoy and learn during this time at home. I know my wife is working at home right now, so her and I are sharing a desk, so I get it on Sunday. She gets it the rest of the week. But, you know, working from home has its advantages for the garden and what you can be doing out there. The disadvantage is you're stuck at home. Again, use some time to learn some things about the garden and what you want to do and plan out. You know, we kind of, at the end of the beginning of the last season, we kind of just were like forced into it. Oh, everybody needed to plant a garden. Everybody needed to get vegetables. Everybody needed to do all that. Well, plan like that's going to happen again. Let's hope it doesn't. Don't get me wrong, but let's plan like it's going to happen again. But this time, we're going to have everything planned out. We're going to know what we're going to do. We're going to know what we need. Pre-plan going to the store, that type of thing. Maybe order online. Have it in earlier. You know, if you want to grow from seed, maybe start it earlier at home. Get some of that information. I talk, you know, every around this time of year about Burpee. Burpee.com. Great website for information. You don't have to buy the seeds if you don't want to use that company. But Burpee's information that they have on their website is top of the line. I love it. I go there in the spring to find out the different growing degree days, the different times to start indoors, to go outdoors, etc. So it's definitely tons of information. It's a great resource. So burpee.com, tons of information if you want to start using it to plan for the spring. You know, that's what we kind of have to look at it. If this year has taught us anything, it's planning ahead a little bit more. And, you know, anything can happen during a year, and that's the thing. Planning ahead, so let's plan our vegetable garden. Know what we want to do. Know what did bad. Know what did good. And then say, what can I do differently? What kind of soil did I use? Let's get it ready early. You know, there's lots of things to do, to think about. What have you done lately? What do you want to do differently next year? It doesn't just have to be a vegetable garden. Maybe it's the lawn. Maybe it's a perennial garden. You know, maybe it's a cut flower garden, so you can have cut flowers during the season so that you can enjoy some of the time outside. The options are really endless, but right now is the perfect time to plan for next year. So definitely think about it. If you have some questions and you want to give us a call, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of time left in the show, a little over 2 hours left, so give us a call. We're going to be around. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about 2 hours left in the show, so definitely plenty of time to give us a call and enjoy. We were talking a little bit about bulbs and things that we could be doing with the bulbs with that cold period. Now, a lot of our bulbs need that dormancy period to rejuvenate for the next season, to get ready for next season. Bob brought up the fact that he had his dahlias inside and the basement was warm. That's something we're dealing with when it comes to the temperature changes all the time. We want that consistent temperature to keep them cool, but as Bob was saying, he takes them out of the ground because of that freeze-thaw effect, the frost heaves, and splitting of the bulbs. We want to protect them for next season. So keep them indoors. A lot of you might have already done that. But this year, with some of those warm temperatures, with the temperatures changing and going up and down, if your basement is heated or even not heated, you're going to want to check on those bulbs a little bit more than you have in the past. Before it was like once a month. It was like, I'll check on them. Now, it's maybe check a little bit while the temperatures are fluctuating. Once we start to get in some temperatures that they're staying, you know, the same, staying in some of the 30s, then you'll be all right to deal with. You know, but that's right now with the temperatures fluctuating. Check a little bit more on your bulbs from this season. Okay, check on them and make sure they're being taken care of. As far as the bulbs that you got in the ground for spring, they need that dormancy period. They need the cold snap. They need to basically just about freeze, right, so that they can be ready for next year. We put them in the ground now, and so next spring they'll just boom. But they need a cold period to bring them back, center them back to the bulb, so that the stalks and the leaves and the flowers and everything will come up next year with some energy in them. So that winter period is for it to rest. It's hibernating, just like a bear hibernates. It's doing the same thing. It's getting ready for the next year, that next season. So that's what the bulbs are doing. That's why we plant them in the fall for the spring flowers. You know, I've been talking about what to do for next year. Let's plan it out now. Let's get some, you know, maybe get a garden journal. Maybe get some drawing pads. Draw out where the house is. Draw out some of the different garden beds. And then do some research on what plant you think could go in each area. Take a look at the sun. See where it hits the most, see where it hits the least. But do remember, if it's in an area where there are trees right now and the sun's hitting through it, remember the leaves are there. That is something I know it sounds pretty simple, but sometimes you're like, oh, it's sunny right now, it's going to be fine. Well, remember, the leaves are going to cover it for most of the season. We're looking at our where there our sun exposure is during the heat of the season, where the sun's going to hit it. Right now, not a big deal. The sun's not as intense, not as you know, out there for as long, whereas we're looking for the summer exposure. So, you know, mostly a south area, south-facing area is going to get the most sun. An east-facing area is going to get, you know, a little bit the least. The northeast might get it if there's a house in the way or there's trees in the way. And then the east might get the morning sun, but not the afternoon. The west would get the afternoon sun, but not the morning. But there's the possibility, depending upon where it is. There's all sorts of it. But the south-facing is the one where it's going to get the most sun. So that's something to think about when it comes to planning. Right? So right off the bat, you have something in your back pocket that you know. And then from there, look up online sunny perennials or shady perennials or sunny shrubs, sunny trees, and get going from there. Pick out some of your colors that you like. Pick out some of the different textures that you like. Remember, in this area, we're in zone 5, 5.5, 6, down towards the Cape, zone 7. So those are some things to look at while you're planning out the garden for next year, or some things that you want to do. So look at that, and that is important when it comes to choosing a plant. We're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back soon.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.